Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Welcome to Country Proud Living, Episode 10, Trust the Timing of Your Life and Master Your Day. I think it was probably about 10 years ago I had seen this quote, and I'd probably seen it before multiple times, but for whatever reason, this one particular day I can really remember, and it really struck me. Like, I had kind of thought a year or two ahead, maybe, in my goals, but I hadn't really thought about what my 10-year goal would be or 20-year goal. And I'm going to read it to you. There's more to it than this, but this part is the part that really hit me. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones that you did do. And I think it just hit me kind of again about regrets, and I don't want to have any regrets. I'm sure I'll have some, because I'm not going to get to all my goals. But I just think it really spoke to me, because, you know, we all talk about the things that we want to accomplish, but we don't always talk about the things that we might disappoint ourselves by not doing. And I think those are the things that are tougher to kind of handle if we don't get that chance. So that quote is actually from Mark Twain, and it goes on to say, "So throw off the bowline, sail away from safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, and discover." I guess because I lived by Lake Superior most of my life, I think it's kind of cool that it talks about sailing, I guess, which also kind of appealed to me as well. I recently saw this on Instagram, and I just thought it was really a kind of a fun thing to kind of share here. But there's three beautiful truths of life. The first one is you have not experienced all your happiest days. And I think that's kind of a cool way to look at life. We have so much to look forward to. And I just think that's an important thing to remember while we're living this life, to take some time to celebrate certain things that you've accomplished and, you know, stop to smell the roses, so to speak, but also to look forward to and be optimistic for the happy days ahead. And then second, what is meant for you is either already yours or it is on its way. And I really believe that too. I feel that things do find us, the connections and the people in our life, they find us, you know. We're searching, but life is also searching for us. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen. So it's a good way to look at things. If you have any failure or anything that disappoints you, how many times in your life you look back and you're like, oh, I'm so glad that didn't happen, and something better comes along. And then three, you still have all the time in the world to become all you wish to be. And I think, you know, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, you got to remember, a lot of people didn't even start until their later years. You know, there's been inventions made and businesses started, and lots of people have done a lot of amazing things that you can't even imagine this world without them. And they started later in life. And I just think You know, too many people think, oh, I'm too old to start, I'm too this or that. But you really have to stop thinking like that. If there is a dream in your heart, I want you to go for it. Somebody who really embraced trying things even into their 90s is Iris Apfel. And you may remember her. She had all the flamboyant fashion photos with her round black glasses, and she was just so inspiring. She had been in fashion most of her life, and she became a model in her 90s. And the photos of her just really bring joy and just goes to show you it's never too late. And she did recently pass away, but she was such a bright light in this world and so fun to check out those photos of her. So I have to laugh that, you know, when somebody says 10 years ago, I think more about the late 1990s than I do about 2014. Just goes to show you time just really flies, and it just makes you realize how you waste time on just things that mean nothing and they're just nonsense, you know? And it's important to take stock of your life and think about what's really important. There's something called the 5x5 rule. I don't know if you've heard of it, but if it doesn't matter in 5 years, you shouldn't have more than 5 minutes of worrying about it. So if you're a worrier, that's kind of a helpful tip. So another way to look at time, I've had a few examples of this recently, is, you know, when I was younger, I used to be a lot more impatient, you know, waiting in lines and in traffic and different things. And, you know, everybody could get frustrated when you have to be somewhere, obviously, and something's slowing you down that is kind of out of your control. But recently, and I would say for many years now, I've been way more laid back about this kind of stuff. Because what I realize is if I'm being slowed down, there could be a good reason, you know. A recent example is I was going to stay at my mom's over in New Richmond, Wisconsin, and I was running late. I was trying to get a bunch of work done before I left in the late morning, and just for whatever reason that Friday, I just had so much going on. So I continued to work and did all of that, and then kind of packed in a hurry, and I left, and got down the freeway 94 quite a ways, and there was a huge, huge accident. And I realized that if I would have been on schedule, I probably would have been in this huge accident. And I realized also that, like, maybe it was a guardian angel, I don't know, but I feel like if those things happen, they happen for a reason. And so I don't question the timing anymore as much as I used to. So how do you master your day? If one day goes into the next, into the next, into the next, I want you to take a look at your day and see if you can carve out an hour to do something you enjoy to help enrich your life and make it what you want it to be. Every day, each one of us has exactly the same amount of time in a day, 24 hours to live. You owe yourself 1 hour a day of self-maintenance. It can include reading, writing, yoga, exercise, dancing, meditation, painting, or whatever. But you owe it to yourself. So, you know, every day we each get 24 hours to live, and I guess we got to make the most of it. But that being said, I also believe we need our rest. Kind of like a bow and arrow when you pull it back. Sometimes you have to take those two steps backwards or pull back the actual arrow. to propel forward. So I'm not suggesting that people, you know, run themselves ragged and just continue like to be a busy, busy, busy person. I think our society kind of makes people feel like it's okay to be super, super busy, but I think it's kind of an excuse sometimes. I mean, I'm one of those people back in the day when I had running kids around for dance and swim meets and soccer practice and you name it, confirmation, all those things, that, you know, you'd see somebody and, oh, I'm so busy. I'm sorry. I've been really busy. We should get together. You know, that sort of thing. And I feel like it's like a badge of honor to use the busy excuse. But I think we're only as busy as we need to be. I think we can prioritize things better, and we make time for things and people that we find important in our lives. And I think when you really consider that, it has a different meaning. And when people say, oh, I'm super busy, you know, and, you know, that's fine. But I just think we have to get away from that and really look at what we want to do in our lives and what we want our day to look like from one day to the next. Because like I said, you know, time flies. And we all know that when you get older, it goes even faster. You're not going to master the rest of your life in one day. So just relax, master the day, then just keep doing that every single day after that. Thanks for being here today for this warm and cozy conversation. Have a great day. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.